something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Well, welcome everyone to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. And I just love whenever I start a show, and I know that the topic of the show is actually in my intro. So today is about helping each other, and it's about achieving greatness. So today I'm actually going to narrow in on a certain genre of that, and that is entrepreneurs. That's such a fun word too. So my guest today is Nader Eid, and guess what? He's an entrepreneur. So one with quite a story, everything from finances to fitness to freedom of speech. I got to meet Nader, I'm going to say that right, because he was an MC. And I think that is so cool that he gets to introduce speakers and host events and ceremonies. Like, imagine the people he gets to meet. So, well, he is here with us today to truly help. And so with his story, his life experience, his trials and errors, his drive to continue, and his passion for helping others, I want to welcome Nader to the show. So welcome.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lisa. Incredible intro.
Well, we got to speak briefly, and I'm so excited to share your story because I can just really unfold anything and everything, and I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions because anybody who is an entrepreneur, my goodness, it is like there's no real definition, but it means a lot. So the first thing I do want, I'm going to jump right in to say is, you're not prepared, I mean, I'm just throwing these at you, so I know that, but as an entrepreneur, what the heck does that even mean?
Well, I mean, essentially, I am a fitness and personal development coach. And as an entrepreneur, I just love supporting people and helping them get to better, healthy lifestyle habits by helping them essentially find the courage and self-love within them to grow. And to me, that's what being an entrepreneur means.
Oh, I love the word grow, actually. I used to have a thing called grow, then glow, because, you know, that's as we grow, we shine and we're happy and then we want to help others. And that's really like quite a glowing type of thing. So, okay. So here's the thing. You said as you're in the fitness thing, fitness world, fitness, everything, because really, if we don't have a healthy body to carry us around or the health to do it, there's no chance that we're going to be an entrepreneur. So in your story, share your story with us first so that we can kind of, we'll start from ground zero there.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I started as a personal trainer, and this was about 11 years ago. I was working for big fitness companies, and about 5 years or so into my career, I decided to get away from the corporate industry. So I rented out a small fitness center here in the Durham region and started a boot camp. I didn't have much debt then, and I was content with just having my bills paid with enough money in my pocket to take my family out for dinner and a movie once in a while. But my boot camps didn't get very far.
They're tough. First of all, boot camp is when everybody really like joins in a group and you're going to teach them as a group, and it's hardcore. It's like a hardcore thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a hardcore thing, a little different than the one-on-ones, but there's a different element to the boot camps, and it's definitely hardcore, and I'm pushing everyone, and you know, there's about 10 to 15 people in the class, sometimes more, and I'm using my voice to, you know, guide them towards growing their fitness and whatnot, you know, essentially helping them balance their physical mood. But I didn't get very far with it. I mean, you know, I went from being a personal trainer working at a big fitness industry company, and then I decided that, you know, I wanted to go out there and do this on my own to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I did it. But Like, they didn't get very far. You know, my clients stopped showing up. And eventually, I couldn't keep up with my bills because of my lack of communication.
I'm going to pause in there because that's a tough spot for almost, like, right there, I almost felt pain for you and for how I would have felt, or things I've gone through, whereas you start something, you really take this leap of faith and the belief in yourself, and you've got all this endurance and ready to go, and then when you just said the word, they stopped showing up, like, that, to me, that hurts, and there could be a lot of judgment, and then the whole vibration then changes, and down the spiral we go, the bills and such like that. So did that hurt your ego so much, or was it more like, it's not me or it's them, or like, what was going through your mind then?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I was questioning myself, you know, what exactly, that's exactly it. You know, what was going on? What am I doing wrong? You know, I know it was me, mm-hmm. right? Back then, I had no idea. I had no answers, right? And now I discovered that my clients wanted to get to know me, and I would leave after class, right? I lived a very isolated life outside of the gym.
Right. Well, because you probably felt more comfortable. That was who you felt like, I could pull it together. This is who I am. I want to express this. But then after that, like, it's not about me anymore.
I'd say for sure. You know what? I think it was more about me. More about me when it should have been more about my clients back then.
Oh,
right? I would
their needs.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, eventually I just became so overwhelmed by the bills that got higher and higher to the point where I was too afraid to even look at the numbers. It was really hard.
Well, it's traumatizing. It's paralyzing too. And then you think, I don't want anybody to know me because I'm not in a good spot. I'm not that. Who would want to get to know me? And it's funny because as entrepreneurs, if somebody doesn't, what is the saying? Know you, like you, trust you. They won't buy from you. They won't be with you. You know?
Right, right, right. So true. It is true.
So here you are. You've thought you've got a thing, and you think, okay, this is not working. I'm kind of not drowning in debt, but kind of going through like, yeek, what's going to go on here? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I became jobless.
Oh.
And, you know, I felt like such a huge failure. In fact, I remembered the words of my father. And, you know, he said, you'll always be a failure. And I embodied this belief and developed a negative way of thinking that caused such blinding migraines from all the financial stress I was going through alone. Yeah. And I developed anxiety, and I would feel enormously depressed at times without even knowing why.
You know, I just want to touch on that for a second, because you had just said you embodied this negative way of thinking. And there's two things I want to go there, because sometimes I've heard from people, and it's their own way of fueling themselves, but they often have looked back and went, it's because somebody has said something negative to them that has push them forward. And I often feel so much, again, pain from that, because, like, what an awful way to succeed through somebody's bullying or hurting you. And I wondered, because you're sharing that with us, that was something that you were told and believed in and was hurt by. It sounds like that actually held you back versus support, like making you go forward to prove you wrong or something.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you know, maybe I am a failure after all. So I stopped trying. You know, I became a procrastinator. You know, I just sulked in my failure, and, you know, I was jobless. The bills piled up, and, mm-hmm. you know, I just felt like, you know, maybe I'm not cut out for this stuff.
What doubt?
I really hit rock bottom, you know, to the point where I was literally face down, bawling my eyes out, curled up on the couch.
Actually, when you said that face down, that's actually what they literally mean. And if you've got migraines, and here's another really valid point, is people can sometimes have such physical pain, discomfort, disease, that they don't realize it's literally from our thoughts and emotions. And you're like, it's causing you, like, now you're almost unable to work. Like, it's almost like a disability. It's disabling you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I did my best, you know, looking after my physical mood, but, you know, mentally, spiritually, I didn't have it together back then like I do now. You know, I quit my job as a trainer to run these boot camps that failed miserably. The bills piled up and I embodied the same mental and emotional distress I saw in my father as a kid.
Oh, that's so interesting that you said that, as you saw it. Oh, I'm going to jump here for a second because I want to know, do you have a healthy relationship with your father now?
It's a lot better than it was in the past,
okay,
but it does need some work. You know, I will be honest. It does need some work. So
needs some watering. Okay.
Always. Absolutely. You know, the work never stops, right?
It's, yes.
We've come a long way. That's for sure.
Right. Okay, good. So here you are. You think, okay, I made this leap. I mean, here's a question, because I'm asked this question. I remember this painful question as I've gone through my life. Whenever I've failed or not succeeded the way I want to, somebody will say, well, why don't you just go back to what you were doing? You know, that thing you hated that, you know, paid the bills? Why don't you just go back to that? Did anybody say that to you, or did you think that?
Wow. Well, okay, so I'll get to that in like less than 30 seconds. So,
okay.
You know, I am so grateful for my girlfriend, who is now my fiance at the time. Sorry, she was my girlfriend at the time, who is now my fiance. Let me get that.
Woo-hoo! Right.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, thanks to her, I built the courage to share my thoughts and my feelings, you know, because here's the thing, you know, she came home early and caught me face down, crying like a baby.
Mm.
She put her hand on my shoulder, and it was all the comfort that I needed to know that I had the support.
Oh.
You know, she told
connection.
Me, yes, she told me that she was here for me. She said, I am here for you, her hand on my shoulder. And this changed my world. It was the best feeling I have ever felt in a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I built the courage.
Yes. I was going to say, which is because touch, it is so funny that we can literally go through, you know, I'm laughing now because I'm thinking of my phone being a touch screen and how that is so not touch, but what would I call it? But meaning that, we take that word maybe for granted, or we're not thinking about it, because you're right. What just a finger or hand on the shoulder, like what support that offers, what that means, that, you know, and then being able to communicate in that way. And I was going to ask you anyways about building courage. I do want to ask you, and I think you answered it really. So I'm going to wrap that up. That was, when one doesn't have the courage, I mean, how do they get it? But I see what you're saying now. It's just, that's why it's so important to help others, because we don't know the difference we can make with such small little things.
Absolutely. Knowing that you have the support there, for me, that was huge. You know, that was incredible. I mean, you know, I showed her my bills and she freaked out and we laughed. You know, I laughed. I laughed. But, you know, we need the support of others. You know, we need to reach out. And that's the one thing that I lacked, was I just never asked for help. I did everything on my own. And I thought that I could do it all by myself, right? I have the internet at my fingertips. I can search this. I can do that. I can create a website. No, you know, stick to what you're good at and, you know, let the people that are experts in what you need done, take care of that. And, you know, so she recommended that I see a naturopathic doctor, a friend of hers who specialized in helping people with the mental and emotional distress that I was going through alone. And I went back to working for a fitness club with a plan to better myself. Yeah.
Oh, I think that's the key there, right there. I love that you actually said that. That's the great question. I didn't know. This is great. But a plan to better yourself. And you know what? There are a lot of times people, I have definitely reluctantly went, I'm not going back there doing this. And I've done that at different times in my life and thought that would be the failure. Like my ego was tricking me and lying to me and saying, okay, well, you're kind of already failing now. But I love that you ended that with a plan to better myself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you're so right about the ego. You know, for me, the ego was like, you don't need anyone. You know, you're going to do a better job than someone else. I have no faith in other people. Mm-hmm. Right? I would ask someone to do something and it wouldn't get done right away. And that was my expectation. You know, right. If you're going to do me a favor, you know, I expected it to be done, you know, within 30 minutes, you know, so my ego didn't take, other people's lives into consideration and whatnot. It was all about me. My boot camps were not as successful because it was all about me.
Right, the focus. So, you know, it's interesting. Yeah. I'm thinking how, because you had the impact on me now emotionally about your father, and it just makes me think when people, because many of us can have that about ourselves going, I just going to do it myself because then I'll do it right. Nobody else can do it right. Because then I think this is why part of it is because however somebody else does something is a reflection of us. Like we believe that. And if they didn't do it good enough or perfect, guess what? They failed, which means we now failed. And that kind of proves, you know, that would be proving that your father was correct if somebody else was. So you're like, well, okay, I'd rather take on this myself. If I'm going to fail, then I'm going to truly fail, but I'm not going to let somebody else make me look like a failure in front of my dad and prove him.
You got it. Absolutely.
It's so interesting about that, like just a whole concept. And I was really diving into the mindset because you really said, you know, you have to have a healthy dynamic between mental, spiritual, and physical self. And you had the physical self done, you know, you were in fitness and everything. But these components are so interesting. And as we've got about 30 seconds before the first commercial, but when we do come back, I do want, if we could, go into that asking for help and what you did, like, What were the things you needed help in? And not just about building websites and stuff like that, but when you went to the naturopath and when you did those things. So when we come back, we're going to find out what you asked for help in.
Great.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
And we're back and listening to Light on Living. I've got Nader Eid here with me, and I'm so interested in this, all this conversation about entrepreneurs and helping people and truly achieving greatness, because there's a lot of dirt you got to dig through to get to this. Like there really is, like you think, oh, yay, all the success, but my goodness, achieving greatness means going through a lot of poop. So, and emotion, and a lot of emotions and stuff. So I want to jump back into the part of the story where you realize now that, first of all, A, you do have the support. So, and first of all, my goodness, the courage and the vulnerability that it must have taken for you to, or maybe it was wife to wife, but to show your financial statements, to show the bills, to show the actual, like, I remember with my, if I was in trouble or if I did something wrong, I was like, ooh, do I really want to show my parents exactly where I am? Or can I just let them know I'm in trouble, but not really show them?
And really, you need to, you need the support. You need the perspective.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good, actually. Yes, because we only know our perspective. And our, you remember what was that statement? You can't solve a problem with the same brain or mind that created the problem. What is that? Do you know that statement?
I don't know that, but I love it. I totally get it.
Yeah, okay. There you go. But you're right. It's about perspective. If I'm in my issue, how can I fix it? I'm the one who got me there. I need somebody else's perspective and somebody else's input.
Yeah. And I couldn't. I tried. Maybe others can. Some others can. Some have it in them. I just didn't have it in them. I needed a doctor. And, I saw her religiously for 1 year.
Oh.
And I just, there were two things. One, I'd say I needed to learn how to trust.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. And just get a clear perspective on things.
I need to ask about that. Okay, so now you took a year to do this. It wasn't like, oh, okay, I got the lesson. I'm going to change right now. I've listened to The Light on Living, and boom, I'm going to learn to trust. That's actually one of my questions. A lot of people, I still actually even tell people, it just starts with a willingness. But then I was like, yeah, but what? The willingness comes from trust.
Yeah.
So where does that start? Like, what? Like, do you just keep at it?
I think so. I'm tempted right now to think back. It was time that got me there. It took time to see her. It took time for me to open up, I showed up. I never missed a session. I think we saw each other a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. And, it was just time. Over time, she was able to learn as much as she could by piecing everything that I was sharing together about the things that I have gone through, throughout my journey in life. And I would get a clearer perspective from her, and we would create, ideas together. The more I found over time, the more I shared with her, the more I would receive and benefit from.
It kind of feels good, right? It exists somewhere else, and you kind of, you let somebody else to have you, like you said, perspective and change. You actually talk about, I can't remember where you're talking about, but I love it. It was about the importance of a mentor. And is this where this is, there's a difference. We have counselors, coaches, mentors, all those different things. When you say mentor, what is it you mean?
For me, it's someone to help me communicate better. You see, I didn't dare to share everything I was going through verbally to my doctor, to my fiance, to the friends that I had at the time. And so I actually hired a writing coach to help me communicate better.
Oh, yeah.
And my writing coach had discovered a lot of that in my life. And the way he brought it to light was, the way that I needed to see it, right, to get that perspective in order to continue changing. And so he became my life coach. And with him, I found my spirituality and learned to meditate and just become grateful for everything. Mm. And that made a massive difference in my life.
And that word gratitude, right? That word gratitude.
Yes.
Grateful. And I think that's where we start putting value to things, because if we're not grateful for them, we don't even acknowledge or understand the value of something. And when we have our low value, low self-worth, low self-esteem through all these things, it's like, well, I'm not great. What am I grateful for? I'm forced to live on this planet and do this hard work of life.
Yeah. It's amazing. He asked me, during a session, okay, Natter, I'm going to give you 10 minutes. I want you to write, or it was, no, I want you, I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I want you to write out 10 things you are grateful for. And Lisa, I couldn't name a thing. I couldn't name a thing. And he said, what about your son? I said, yes, you know, I'm grateful for my son, of course. And, you know, I'm thinking, 30 seconds, a minute goes by, my fiance, my dog, and that's all I could name. I said, that's all I have.
Oh, wow.
That's all I have, right? So it was amazing. You know, he led by example. He says, okay, well, this is what I'm grateful for. This is why, this is how you're going to feel, you know. So really, yes, I didn't have the self-love within me to create the change that I needed.
Right. Yes. And by the way, your dog is adorable.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love my dogs. I love them. They're around me every day. You know, they're so loving and they're always up to stuff around the house. They really keep me entertained.
I love that. They're always up to stuff. Yes, they are. I see. Usually, so I have two Bengals. Lucy is always she always co-hosts, and she's been slacking, I think. And so after Easter there, Brinks, my boy, he's suddenly in the event room where I do these shows. And I thought, oh, this is a nice switch up. But yes, like what you said, they're always up to something. And they're like, Mom, I've already been to the show. Let's do another. Just let's do something different. And that's so fun. So here you are.
Love it.
You've got the writer and now become your life coach, and you're going through, and it's a year solid. What did you notice yourself being? Did you want to start a boot camp off again? Like, or do you revisit something, or do you start something new? Because you said you create ideas with the naturopathic doctor, and what was kind of the next step for you?
Okay. Well, he encouraged me to step out of my comfort zone, right? I was this guy that was living this isolated life outside of the gym. You know, I would, you know, go to the gym, and I would just light up. I would do what I do. I would, you know, it's what I'm good at. And, you know, I would come home and I would live this isolated life. So he encouraged me to step out of my comfort zone by saying yes more. And one great thing led to another. I hired a business coach who provided me with the knowledge and the accountability I needed to start my own successful company. And he showed me how to build relationships and serve others better by adding value and helping people solve problems unlike before.
Solve problems. That came up for me somewhere earlier when I was thinking about having this conversation with you today. Solving problems. You know, because isn't that what help is? I guess that's what I'm thinking. Like when we talk about let's help others, so serving others is definitely helping, and solving problems.
Absolutely. And it's also, you know, the thought process behind, okay, you know, here's a problem, you know, are you going to be the person that thinks, oh no, what am I going to do? Or, hey, problem, welcome. This is a great opportunity for me to find a solution for you.
Right? Yeah.
So yeah, there's two different thoughts when we're faced with problems, and, you know, he showed me how to face my problem as well as the problems of others with an opportunity to find a solution to it.
Right. Okay. And so how long ago was this? Sorry, that's what I should ask.
So this was about last year, around last year this time. So it was May, please don't quote me on the date. I'm bad with numbers. But it was about a year ago, we're going to say. This is when I had hired a business coach.
Okay. Because so you'd already been working on yourself, let's call it, for a year. You kept showing up for yourself. And I love that you said that, because that's a big thing. Like a lot of people think, this isn't getting me anywhere. Just keep going, you know, but you do just keep going. I mean, there's some tweaks and things. And sometimes our coaches, we don't find the perfect one. We don't align right away, but maybe that was the one we needed to for that transformation. And so then you think, okay, now I've got a question as an entrepreneur and as other entrepreneurs be asking. So you've been working on yourself. I got it. Because you were now working at a gym and then bringing in some income, and then you had that plan to better yourself. And that's how you're able to afford working with a business coach.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay. Because a lot of times people are just like, I'm just so low on that financial totem pole that how can I hire help if I'm not there?
Exactly. No, for sure. I went back to the gym and I had a lot of support from my fiance as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, but the gym, you know, I love the gym. I'm grateful for the gym. The experience that I had received and all the clients, friends, and family that I've met. But I just, this system just never resonated with me. It was all about sales, sales, sales. And I understand, okay, you know, we our bills don't pay themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the forefront of everything.
Yeah. You also had a goal. And I like that because I'm going to keep that plan to better myself.
Yeah,
because that's when you, like, that's what quite the reward. And that was one thing I was going to even ask you is like when, first of all, the willingness to do it, the courage, all those kind of things. But I, when you feel like, see, I have worked in the gym industry. It's also, I love what you just said, that it was a system that didn't resonate with me. And so it, like, I'd actually become like nauseous every time I'd be driving to one and to like a gym nutrition. I was a trainer a lifetime ago and I, it literally was making me sick, but I kept thinking there at least is a reward that is very valuable to me at the end that will provide me with something that I need to get to my bettering me place.
Exactly.
And goodness, you got to hang on to that, don't you?
Absolutely. No, for sure. I mean, you've got to know where you want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, that's important, I think, for anyone. And I knew, you know, the gym wasn't this. What I'm doing here, you know, in this gym at the time, you know, what was going through my head was, okay, this is what I was born to do, but this is not the place where I was born to do it.
Oh.
But I have a plan. Okay. I have a plan to get out of here. And, you know, part of my journey, which was more than just a year, you see that, you know, I spent about a year with my doctor, about 6 months or so with my life coach, maybe more. And then I hired the business coach. So this was all within about, you know, 2.5 or 3 years of building myself. And I'm not done. Don't get me wrong. The, you know, bettering ourselves doesn't stop here. It never stops.
Right.
So, you know, my outlook on life changed a lot. And one thing that I did, you know, and I had learned this from my life coach, from my doctor, from my business coach, I had to cut away from friends that were not serving me as well.
Mm.
And that brought home like a newfound energy and inspiration that changed my life and the life of others incredibly.
Yeah, because we sometimes don't realize that some people in our lives, they are anchors to a place where we, that is not serving us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to surround each other with people that encourage us, that lift us, rather over, you know, people that do not. And so, you know, my life took a complete 360 by doing that as well as asking for help.
Yes, there's that asking for help. Oh, actually, it makes sense, though, because if I think about it, now, say we have a life and we have chosen certain people along the way that have been, whether it's enabling, whether it's holding, but whatever that, we'll call it, not for a good purpose. And we finally, like the weight that's lifted to move forward, it's a whole new purpose, a whole new life, and a whole new possibilities for expansion of self.
Absolutely. Most definitely.
And I think to ask me for help, like, I mean, why you couldn't, you wouldn't want to ask for help from the people that are, you know, in the life that you don't want, because you don't want help in that way. So you need to transform. Actually, it's funny. Transformation, the word transformation is linked to the word death. And because we have to transform, like you have to leave one form to go and be and experience another. And that is like a death. And so when you had to change, let's call it lifestyle and people around yourself, like how did, first of all, again, is that like just, it just takes courage? It just takes, you got to keep doing it. Like, was it easy to do? Was it hard?
To do what? Sorry, Lisa, I didn't catch that. I was actually just obsessed with how amazing that was, what you said. I didn't know that transformation meant death. Yeah, that was so cool.
Well, that's me. And you know what's funny is because even some people who are, and I'll put it in the body world, some people who might come in with, to you previously who needed to lose 50 pounds, 100 pounds, like, and, or transform, make that transformation, it's actually, there's a mourning process. There will be things that they have become addicted to and love in a weird way, like, you know, an unhealthy way, but still they have to mourn the death of that and say goodbye and become something new.
Absolutely. And just accepting, I think that's, you know, the first part is accepting that you need to change, right? That you need to put, the, you know, this life behind you. And I find, I found for myself, including many of my clients, that the cause of their depression was a result of them obsessing about their past, and they're, you know, were missing out on everything that was happening before them. And, you know, so that played a huge role in their transformation as well as my transformation, was just accepting that, you know, this part of my life, that part of my life is, you know, I'm grateful for it. It happened, but I need to focus on the work that I need to do right now. What are the steps that I need to implement? And, you know, like it happened to me, one good thing just keeps leading to another over time. Yeah.
That is totally the way. It's making me laugh right now, because I went through a period in my life. I'll wrap it into like maybe it was a 10-year period that I moved every 6 months. And I'm laughing at it right now, because I was so, before that, I was holding on to everything, you know, and then suddenly I went, no, I have to learn to quote unquote let go. And whatever that place, you know, that I was living, it just no longer served that purpose. And I had to, and I was really exercising my right to and my ability to let go and be flexible and change, because I think I had to do the opposite of what I had been doing. My mother was somebody who just, I don't want to say she's a hoarder, but she just kept everything. I mean, a valuable, but she held on to memories and words and statements and feelings. And I think it was, you know, it was making me sick. So I just needed to make sure that I was strengthening that ability in myself to be flexible. And then I kind of went the opposite way after that. I finally went, oh my God, I don't want to move for a while.
Did you feel that you have to, Lisa? Like, you know, did you feel like you were going with the flow? Was that, you know, just part of, you know, your journey to get you to where, you know, you wanted to be?
Well, looking back, it was probably a little bit now of running away, versus meaning like, ooh, I don't know if I want to hold on, or if I should or shouldn't, so I just better go. I just better go and then deal with it later, you know, kind of. And that's actually, oh, we're going to run into commercials before I forget this. But as we do, that's a very interesting question. I'm glad you asked that. Thank you. And we will. We'll go to commercials. And when we come, see, I told you this was going to fly by. When we come back, we'll just dive right back in.
Let's do it.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
See, those commercials went by just as fast as they snuck up. Well, welcome back, everyone. We are here, Light on Living. We've got Nader Eid, and just a great conversation about, well, I guess humanity, people, and what we go through and how we go through it. And we were just really talking about transformation there. I want to jump into something because I just got to meet you recently. Like, this is all so new to me. And it's funny how things come around a circle. I'm going to do a little promotion here for Mo Mondays because, Mo Mondays, and it's Motivational Mondays. This was an event that was started, years ago, and I went to these very first ones, and all of a sudden, you know, seven years later in my, well, I'm back in my hometown now, so I've moved in. And all of a sudden, it shows up. And I'm like, what? No, this Mo Monday event is here in my hometown. And it, lo and behold, it's you who has decided to take this on, host it, run it, do it. And I would love for you to share what Mo Mondays is. Why did you decide to do this? And how has it been, because you've done your first one, so how has it been changing you?
Wow, yeah, great. No, it wasn't long after that I was invited to speak at the Mo Monday show.
Okay.
And, you know, I shared my story, and I just got so inspired by the other stories that I decided to invest in bringing the show to Oshawa.
Yeah.
And now I can spark others in our community with stories from other walks of life telling their uphill battle to success while continuing my personal growth that helps my clients thrive the way I wanted them to.
The way you worded that was so, sorry, first of all, so beautiful.
Thank you.
And I just actually thought, oh my gosh, so Light on Living is on Mondays. And it's for, so that I can actually interview and share conversations with people like yourself who are doing exact word for word here up the uphill, you know, struggle to success. And as I get to grow myself, so I'm like, oh my gosh, we do the same thing.
That's amazing.
I never thought of that. That's hilarious. And you're right. We do have to invest. And we have to invest in it in many ways. There's a time and energy, like a connection thing, a financial. There's so much when we really decide to shine a spotlight on others because, A, we want to help them, but because it really does help us. And so the Mo Mondays event, as we share there, it's how many people are there generally lined up?
There's 6 to 7 speakers. Two of them are musicians.
Okay.
And, you know, the next show is, there's a full 7 lineup of some incredible performers.
Great.
And I've got the show happening on April 16th, and I'm also planning and booking performers for the May 21st show.
Oh, you've got, well, I've got my ticket already for the April one. So
yes,
I'll be there. But okay, so May, and this is kind of fun because this is important for me to share with all the listeners too. So when I went through a period in my life, well, in amongst all my many moves, I mean, who could be grounded, right?
Yeah.
I was really looking for, I don't even know what, and I didn't even know what I was saying yes to when I went to the first Mo Monday. But I know that I on purpose came in after it started. I sat in the back. I spoke to no one other than the one person I knew who was running and just said, oh, hello, kind of waved and sat in the corner. And I left before it was done. So nobody, you know, I didn't want to speak to anybody, but you're right. Hearing other people's stories, I was changed when I walked. I almost couldn't drive home because, I had to process things. And I am like that anyways. I'll do something, or even if I watch a movie or something, I'm like, oh, I can't just jump into the next thing. I need to process this and figure out what that meant to me and what I feel like my molecules in my body literally realign and rechange and do all this kind of stuff. And I'm transformed, literally.
Incredible.
So when you're interviewing, let's call them like the speakers that are lining up. First of all, have you ever said no to anybody?
No.
It's
everyone's got a story. You know, and it's incredible. A lot of people don't realize they do, but I mean, once we get talking, like you and I, you know, I just, you know, we both feel so inspired by it and just compelled to go ahead with it. And everything has just been falling into place as it was all meant to be. And I have never said no to anyone.
It's so interesting when you get to hear this. So when you said you hired a writing coach, now this was because you are writing your book, you decided to or have?
Well, it's two ways. So this was a way for me to communicate And I had started communicating with my doctor. I was not ready to communicate to, you know, people from the stage through my spoken word. Mm-hmm. However, I was willing to share my life through writing a story, through writing a little bit about myself. So I had started doing that. I don't have a book, although it is something that I envision, you know, creating when the time is right. But, you know, one great thing led to another. The, you know, I really think that the journey that I transitioned to writing to learn how to communicate better, you know, I was able to hire my writing coach as a life coach, if you know what I mean. So,
yeah.
Right? So I was able to communicate that I needed the help, although he did discover all the lack in my life. And we were, you know, prior to seeing the doctor, if someone like him had said, listen, this is where you're lacking, I would just shut the door on it instead of, you know, facing my problems and finding a solution. But the perspective that I received from my doctor and the communication that I had learned to create through the writing, you know, all led to, you know, this point where I was able to see clearly, you know, where I needed the help and, you know, what was the work I needed to do.
What is it that you do? What do you feel? What does your day look like? And how are you running your entrepreneur business? Because is Mo Mondays going to take over and that will be like a full commitment, for like full everything? Or how was your day broken up?
Well, yeah, I've got a great question. So, you know, Mondays, once a month is, you know, when the Mo Mondays happen. It doesn't happen every Monday. So I have designated times to communicate with the speakers just about every other day, to answer questions, to guide and support them, as well as promoting the event, letting everyone know what's happening, when it's happening, and whatnot. So, you know, I do that around all the coaching that I do. So I see clients that come to me. I go see clients myself, and I do some online coaching and email follow-up. So essentially, I customize an experience based on the help that a client needs, the plan that needs to be implemented to get my clients from where they are now to where they envision on being. So it's different for everyone. I had an online program that I created where I served over hundreds of people, but it's not for everyone, and that's what I had discovered when I was you know, getting people involved into this program. They took a lot from it, but everyone needs a little something different. So there's no cookie cutter program that people can use to, you know, get to that success that they want to receive, you know, for their health, their wellness, and whatnot. But, you know, I have a variety of ways. Really, it starts with just having a conversation. That's the first step. Learning as much as I can and sharing whatever it is that my clients feel compelled to share. And, you know, essentially I'll get them started by making some recommendations, following up with them and seeing how things are going. And then, you know, it's up to them whether or not they would like me to customize a program or a plan and provide them with the knowledge and the accountability they need to get to where they want to be.
You know, I thank you for sharing that, because you really – I love that you just really honored everybody's uniqueness, how they'll show up, how they'll share, how they'll communicate. Oh, and I did want to say, there's one thing I really, this is important, because we often speak about journaling, and I know that I write little notes everywhere, but it's not in any organized fashion by any means. because I'll think, I'll imagine when people talk about journaling, communicating, that they have this little book beside their bed, and every night before they go to bed, they write things out, and I think, I will never do that. And I love that you actually, even to that degree, said, I need to learn how to communicate to get all of those things that you just shared out, like where I want to be, what kind of plan, how will I go to somebody. But you actually hired someone to help you to write that out. So I just like, wow, who would it, like, there is really no end to what degree we can, what we might need help in what area. And it could be anywhere. It's so unique.
Absolutely. And whenever you feel stuck, you know, the one piece of advice that I have for anyone and everyone is just reach out. Just ask for help. Let someone know what it is that you are going through. If you find that you are not getting anywhere, You've just got to just reach out. And it's as simple as that. And, you know, the journaling is so huge. I think it's crucial to write down anything you read and or hear in a notebook. You know, gather all the wisdom that you feel inspired by to help you continue growing. And, you know, I think that's huge. That's, you know, played an incredible role in my life, was just taking notes. It could be something as simple as using Post-its. It could be something as vast as having a whiteboard. And I have, you know, two whiteboards I'm looking at right now. On one whiteboard, I have my to-do list. I've got a line across the middle. I've got my calendar of, you know, all the emails and the communication that I need to do. And on the other whiteboard, I have everything that I hear or read that inspires me. And that's quite a big goal.
That's very motivating. Actually, you reminded me of a one apartment that I lived in. It was the last one I did. But now I've been in a house for a couple of years, but the last one, and I, on my door as I left my apartment and stepped into the hallway, or if anybody did come in and they shut the door, that's where I put my quotes, because I wanted to, even if I didn't read them every time, I would feel their energy, and maybe one word would jump out of it, and that would be my key word. And, oh, you just reminded me, you know what? I took all those stickies when I moved, actually, in their space, and now you're making me want to go find, there's one piece, I almost remember what it is, but I remember it being about unity and unified and oneness and there being peace and understanding in that. So first of all, thank you for sharing that with me. And as we wrap up in this last minute, I